Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. Tonight's show will discuss the reality of pornography, the destructive reality of pornography, and what it does to the minds and the hearts of individuals who find themselves addicted to this very insidious reality. Pornography is highly destructive. It ruins marriages. It creates secret and unfruitful lives. And I'm speaking to believers, to the believer community. And I'm going to be reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, in which he talks about the church as the body of Christ, the church as the body of Christ. In Paul's letter to the church at Colossae, or his letter to the Colossians, he talks about the kephale. He talks about Christ as the head of the body, Christ as the head of the body. The Apostle Paul uses the term, the prepositional phrase, in Christ, nearly 148 times in his writings. He wrote 13 letters of the New Testament. And Christ is the center of Pauline theology. In Christ is the wonderful formula that Paul uses throughout his theology to talk about, or to bespeak, the new position that the believing individual has in Christ. He has been placed as, the believer has been placed as an adult son in the body of Christ. It is a positional truth. It is a powerful truth. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, if anyone in Christ new, that is qualitatively new creation, the old things, or the old worn out things, are passed away. Behold, all things are become qualitatively new. This is Paul's understanding of Christ. This is the theology that God revealed to him concerning his son. And so tonight I want to discuss the devil and what he throws at believers in order to hinder, to erode, to suspend, in order to get believers stuck, in order to destroy their spiritual progress, in order to cut off and hinder fellowship with the living God. Now, the word devil, diabolos, we have the Greek preposition dia, which means through, and we have bolos, which means to throw or to toss. So diabolos, which has been translated as devil, means one who penetrates through. One who penetrates through. And it also means the one who divides people for no reason. And I want you to understand that these terms have meanings, and very, very deep and rich meanings. We have to spend time with the nomenclature, with the theology of the New Testament, if we are to understand the New Testament, so that we may grasp the structure of the New Testament and its theology and what God wants us to understand about his person and his historic redemptive work through his son Jesus. So, we also read in Ephesians 6, in chapter 6, Paul talks about the believers, or really, it is God's own armor. The armor of God. And Paul writes this in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. He writes, well, I'm going to start at verse 10. Put on the armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, that is the methods, the highly developed strategic methods of the devil, that is his schemes that he uses to undermine the lives of believers. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. These are different orders of spirit beings. These are different orders of spirit beings against the rulers of the darkness of this cosmos or world, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. So notice in verse 12, Paul writes, for we wrestle not against. Now that word wrestle in the Greek means to vibrate against. And so Paul is talking about what we term just evil supernaturalism and just the place of evil supernaturalism in the cosmos and what our attitudes need to be toward the cosmos, because according to the word of God, this is the devil's world, and the church of God is an outpost in the devil's world. We are told that this world, this cosmos system, is not our home. Paul writes that we sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We sit as believers right now in the heavenlies in Christ. And so Paul's language opens up to us marvelous thoughts about what it means to be a follower of the Christ. For Paul, the Christ event was pregnant in his thinking day by day, moment by moment. Christ was central in the thinking of the Apostle Paul, as he must be central in our thinking. And so, I'm going to read on. This is verse 13 of Ephesians 6. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Then Paul talks about, he goes on to speak about the different parts of the armor, of the believer's armor. And so he talks about in verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts or missiles of the wicked one. The shield of faith. And take the helmet. Notice the verbs. Take the helmet of salvation, verse 17, and the sword, the Makarion of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, I wanted to read these verses first to give you some idea of why Paul wants believers to understand who they are and whose they are. Because one of the most insidious and evil realities of this cosmos is pornography, child pornography, snuff pornography, just the excessive debauchery and the abuse of human beings, that if we see these images and if we engage in this behavior, we indulge ourselves, it becomes very difficult to rid our minds, or I should say our spirits, of these very sordid and putrid images. And there are persons who have ruined their marriages because of these images that are in their hearts. And let me tell you, brothers, that this is idolatry. It is a very insidious and enslaving idolatry, because it keeps the one who is so engaged in a profound lie or lies. It destroys one's spiritual life. And when an individual has been engaged in this behavior for so long and just polluting his spirit or her spirit with these images, the personality begins to dissolve. Now let me tell you, in the Old Testament uses a term that means for the personality to dissolve. And so does the New Testament. The person dissolves, and if this behavior continues, what is merely left, or merely just a shell of an individual, or a person whose soul has been dissolved, and they're always left in a mask of sanity. If you know someone who has been involved in pornography, here's a verse I want you to really think about. And this is from Ephesians chapter 4. Paul writes, verse 27, Ephesians 4:27, neither give place to the devil. Neither give place to the devil. And so this verse is very interesting. And let me give you the Greek word. The Greek word is topon, T-O-P-O-N, from which we get our word topography. From which we get our word topography. Don't give space or ground to the devil. Because if you do, then the devil will set up a base of operation in your life. And he will engineer your ruin. Do not give the devil a base of operation in your life. If you want to be free of this very insidious enslavement, I can tell you that the Spirit of God can and will set you free. But brother, that means a lot of time spent in counseling with a godly counselor, not merely a Christian counselor, but a godly counselor. It is not easy to get free. And I'm not going to use the word addiction, but it is not easy to get free of this. And you will have to give yourself to the Spirit of God so that God can wash you and make you whole and clean again. through the power of his word, and he can and will set you free. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.